Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 5 of the 16-Bit Assassins podcast, where I spend the next half an hour talking to myself, because Jen is in Italy after a harrowing airplane adventure, I guess, at the center around Europe, all over the place, Zurich, Switzerland, I don't know. Anyway, we have a decent show lined up for you tonight. Got a couple of things that I'm going to talk about. It's probably going to get a little heated, especially when we get to a certain topic. But yeah, so if you want to join in, we have our chat room open. You can also give us a call here, chat with us on the air at 646-668-2390. Love to hear from you with some of the things that we have to talk about. First, I finished God of War. I think I brought that up last week, but it sucks when you finish a game like that, because like, I dumped a bunch of hours into it. I got about 77% of the achievements, and the rest of my need to go kill some of Odin's birds and do some other trial stuff. But yeah, you finish a game like that, and you tend to just kind of go through, I guess, solid game withdrawals. Like, you don't know what you want to play, which is weird, because I have so many friggin' games. Between my PlayStation and my Xbox, it's like this huge library that I have of stuff. Microsoft isn't helping the situation because they keep doing this, you know, backward compatible thing. Like, they were like, oh, SSX3 is backwards compatible. I was like, shit. And then they made Skyrim backwards compatible, or not Skyrim, Morrowind backwards compatible. And God, I haven't played that in so long. But actually, what I did settle on is Darksiders Remastered. And if you have not played the Darksiders series, you need to get on that. It's a lot of fun. The remastered version is just beautiful. The game itself was just great looking. Really awesome animation and cel shading for the graphic styling. And it just, it kind of plays like a grown-up Zelda. You finish out story missions, and as you do, you get stuff that lets you access other things. But yeah, back to, you know, like, it's weird. You finish this really, it's almost like finishing a really good book. You know, you put the book down and you're just like, crap, now what do I do? And yeah, so that's kind of where I am right now with my gaming. I don't know really when I play. You know, Darksiders is a lot of fun, but I don't know, kind of wish God of War was longer. Like, I finished the Valkyrie battles too. The Sigrun fight is really, I want to say the first couple of rounds were pretty tough. Well, once you get down her moveset and dodging, and just remember, go to the right all the time, go to the right. You go to the left, she always lands on you and stomps on your throat. And you see Atreus getting all upset and running at you. And yeah. So there. This is going to be a really weird show. Like, I have not done a show by myself, and just talking to myself, it's weird. Like, I don't think anybody really wants to hear me talk for like a half an hour, but yeah, I didn't really want to do a 15-minute show. But anyway, I did want to talk about an article I read on The Week. I don't even know why I read the article. I tend to just kind of ignore stuff like this, but I think the headline kind of jumped out at me, and basically the headline is, sorry nerds, video games are not a sport. You know, and I gave this guy the benefit of the doubt. You know, I was like, okay, I'll read your article, even though, right off the bat, you're insulting an entire demographic, but okay. And really, I shouldn't have read the article, because all it did was just annoy me. Like, this person that wrote this article on The Week just doesn't, it really sounds like the type of person that maybe didn't make the varsity baseball team as a kid. So he's really angry that, you know, people are turning video games into an exciting entertainment sport type thing. You know, I mean, I've seen a couple of Overwatch matches. They're really exciting, especially with some really good players. SSX, one of my personal favorite games. It's a lot of fun to watch somebody who's good at these games. And, you know, I don't agree with any of the points this guy makes in this article. You know, he starts it off as trying to say that he doesn't, want to get a reputation for saying negative things about a large group of people, and that he really tries not to do that. But as you continue to read the article, it becomes pretty apparent that this guy's not making no attempt to, you know, not be an ass to a massive group of people, which again goes back to my, I'm sorry you didn't make the varsity baseball team analogy. As he gets into it, he says, my biggest problem with nerd culture, though, is not that it exists, but that it has territorial ambitions. Two decades ago, comic books were still a fringe phenomenon. Now they're the only things directors are allowed to make films about, notwithstanding mumblecore and Oscar bait. I don't know how much attention you've been paying to the movie theater, but there's been, a few other really solid movies that have come out that weren't related to comic books, you know, like Baby Driver, John Wick, Ready Player One. Comic book movies aren't the only movies out there. And honestly, if other movies can't live up to the comic book hype, that's not comic book movies' fault. These things are getting popular, man. It's time to come out of the late 80s or wherever you may reside still. He starts lambasting in colleges that are offering scholarships and programs to get people into gaming, or get people who game into college. He says something like, in 2016, something called the National Association of Collegiate Esports was established in order to regulate competitions between young adult gamers. Okay. But then he throws in taking a role that had previously belonged to their mothers who needed to take the garbage out. So, again, you don't agree with something, so you're going to go back to that, living in your mother's basement analogy, which maybe you were doing before you became a journalist. If I would even call this a journalist, I don't know. But it's just, it sucks, honestly, to read something like that and see that kind of attitude still exists. Like, the Colin Cowherd type situation of, esports aren't real sports. Dude, the minute the Dota championship winner's pot rivaled the Masters, it became a sport. And to sit there and say that it doesn't take any skill or any physical exertion, it's just ignorant to, what it's like to be in a competitive video game match. Like, is it, running at somebody full tilt in pads so you give yourself a concussion so bad that later in life you turn into a rage monster that beats people? No, it doesn't. Is it a steroid-riddled, bat fest? No. It takes skill and talent to be really good at these games. I, for one, know. I mean, I suck at them. That's how I know. I am by no means a pro-level gamer. My Twitter handle, for Christ's sakes, is the entry-level bot. Anybody who watched me play Lawbreakers just saw me get destroyed, So to sit there and say that it doesn't take any type of talent or any skill is just ignorant of what goes into some of these matches, be it the MOBAs or be it the first, the arena battlers or the Battle Royale games out there. And it just shows me that you'd rather just sit there and bash it as somebody who thinks true sports, are football, hockey and stuff like that, when, there's all sorts of sports. Ping pong's a sport. Chess is considered a sport. Just because it's not something that's physical, a video game uses your mind, man. It's eye-hand coordination, reaction times, problem solving, critical thinking. Yeah, I'm sorry it's not your steroid, let's slap each other in the ass type, sports that you watch on a Saturday or Sunday, but it is still a sport. And articles like this, all it does is just show how ignorant you are, dude, and how unaccepting you are of another group of people's pastimes. It's kind of like that picture you see of somebody at like a college football game or something like that, where they're painted head to toe and their school colors, yet a cosplayer is considered weird. This doesn't help anything, man. Us gamers aren't like football is just blah blah blah. No, everybody has their own passions, and all you've done is just proven again that you were probably somebody that didn't make the varsity baseball team in high school and thus are regulated to writing bullshit articles like this one that I am sorry that I wasted 5 minutes of my life reading. But yeah, enough of that negativity. So I found out today that Steam is also releasing an app to allow you to stream your game library to your cell phone. I'm just trying to imagine playing Civilizations on a cell phone. So apparently it's going to require a phone connected to at least the 5G network, which are still not fully out, and a home computer connected to the Ethernet, obviously. But it's going to allow people to stream their entire stream libraries. You play like Dark Souls on your phone. How's that going to work? God, that'd be painful. How many broken cell phones would be around just because somebody could play Dark Souls on their cell phone? Like OtterBox's stock would go through the roof. Like, oh, you have Dark Souls? You should get an OtterBox. Yeah, I thought that was a pretty neat, interesting little thing. But yeah. I'm sorry, this is just really... I need more practice at doing the show by myself if I have to do it by myself. But yeah, so, you know, I've been doing this podcast for a little while, and I just figured, you know, it might be time to get to know your host. So I'm going to talk about some of my gaming experiences through life. Like, one of my favorite games of all time, which I've talked about nonstop, is Knights of the Old Republic. One of the greatest mind benders of all gaming. It was a drop your controller on the floor moment. It was just really good. But I think really what, like, got me massively into games would be Simon's Quest, Castlevania 2. I fell in love with the role playing and the challenge of like trying to make your way through the levels and things. I never beat Super Mario Brothers. That's like my deep, dark, dirty gaming secret. Is I never beat it. I made it to like 8-2, and I was just like, all right, this is I'm done. You know, Double Dragon 2. You know, those titles. And I think really was the Sega Genesis, and like my favorite game on the Genesis had to have been and people are going to think this is stupid, was Aladdin. Actually, I was just really impressed by the graphics, look like the movie, and that's what kind of, you know, started me in the fire level was really bad. Yeah. Sorry, I'm experiencing like computer issues right now. Things are running a little slow. You know, we do talk a lot about that on this podcast, about lack of originality in some games sometimes, and I kind of feel like we're seeing a huge bit of that right now with the Battle Royale thing. Seems like everybody's jumping on that bandwagon. You know, it started with PUBG. Now, you know, you got Fortnite jumping in on it. You got Call of Duty jumping in on it. Dota just announced that they're going to do Battle Royale. I don't think it's a good thing to put all your chips in. I mean, like, Fortnite's really popular. PUBG's really cool. But everybody else, like, seems like they're just kind of running to, like, the Blue Light Special aisle now of let's just do this because it's cheap and people like it. I mean, it's a great idea on paper, but it's really just kind of taking away from video games in themselves. Like, you know, you look at Radical Heights that had a huge drop in player percentages over the past few weeks. It just seems like by just jumping into this, like, you're just kind of throwing away you know, like the chance to make a new game. Like, you know, there's articles all over the place about how like Radical Heights lost 82% of its player base in 2 weeks. You know, the game debuted with just 1,000 more people playing it than Lawbreakers. Lawbreakers was fun, but you know, I think making these games when, you know, like Blizzard had Overwatch out, or, you know, like Epic has Fortnite, and you got PUBG, and, you know, now you're kind of jump on like the Battle Royale bandwagon. It's, you know, gamers aren't drawn to copycats. We want original things. Like, look how well the new God of War has done, because it completely flipped the story on its head and got Kratos away from just, you know, ripping people's heads off and threesomes with Aphrodite, you know, which portrayed as like a mini game. you know, that was a great game. And they completely took the chance and rolled the dice with it. And, you know, it identified really well with players. And if you really want to watch something funny, there's a YouTube video of Christopher Judge doing dad jokes as Kratos. Like, they even do the one where, like, Atreus misses the deer and he's like, fire when ready. Atreus is like, sorry. He's like, hi, sorry. I'm dead. Yeah, it's a really great video to watch. Yeah, this isn't me. I don't have anybody to rebut. I think I'm going to put out a call for the next show and be like, who wants to join the show? Probably could have done that too, but sometimes the hours I have to spend adulting get in the way of things. Yeah, I thought I could kind of, I don't know. I honestly thought I would have more to say about that article, but I pretty much said everything I needed to say about it. It literally just reads like somebody who's angry at people being successful for playing video games. I don't know how much more you can do with that. E3's coming up, and we did touch upon that a couple of episodes ago. You know, there's starting to be some more speculation, more things out there. You know, I'm really interested to see what Microsoft's going to bring to the table. A friend of mine, Rob Workman, was talking on the Facebooks about, you know, how he feels the same way. Like, the Microsoft kind of missed the mark with this. And, you know, some of our other friends had some really good points about how Microsoft's market is just, it's broader than the Xbox. I mean, they're pretty much just rolling on Windows right now. But I think in the gaming realm, they do need to step up. I think when they announced the Xbox One, they spent way too much time pushing it as a cable box versus an actual game console. You know, it'll be interesting to see, too, whether they're planning on with the Scorpio or the Xbox One X or whatever they called it. I know I just don't have it, or a PlayStation Pro or a 4K TV. Should probably get those. But, yeah, so it'd be interesting to see what they bring to the table. You know, I made the joke of CD Projekt Red calling Cyberpunk 2077 an Xbox exclusive. It's not going to happen, but it would be the greatest mic drop moment of any E3 ever. Is if, like, Phil Spencer just walked out and goes, yeah, we have Cyberpunk 2077, and then just walked off. In Fortnite news, there was a little bit of an Avengers tie-in. They brought in the Thanos skin for players to take a look at. Apparently he's pretty badass. Oh, instant update, everybody. The NES Classic Edition will officially return this summer. That's awesome. There's no mention of there will be any more games included in this, but it will sell for $60. I'm sure if you did a little bit of digging, you could probably find a way to crack it and put all the other Nintendo games that you know and love on there, which are a pain in the ass to play on your cell phone. I'm a big fan of Punch-Out, actually. It's one of my favorites as a kid. And Rygar. But to this day, I still don't understand how to play Rygar. And the game's been out for years. But yeah. So, that's going to be our show tonight, kids. It feels short. I don't have really had anybody else to counter my points. But make sure to tune in next Wednesday. I will put an APB out and try to find myself a co-host until Jen gets back from Italy. And we'll work from there. Thanks for tuning in tonight, everybody. I hope you have a great night. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at 16-Bit Assassins. Like us on the Facebooks. And tune in next Wednesday at 8 o'clock. We'll talk to you then. I hope everybody has a good night.